This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump will headline the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention. The president will make his case to the American people that they should vote him in for four more years in the White House. The former New York businessman's speech will happen on the White House South Lawn, capping off a convention that has portrayed President Trump as a leader who can restore order after months of protests over racial injustice and revive an economy ravaged by the coronavirus pandemic. His opponent in the November election, former Vice President Joe Biden, sought to paint the president as a leader, who has mishandled the U.S.'s response to the pandemic. Read our coverage of the conventions and the election on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura struck the Gulf Coast as one of the most powerful hurricanes to hit the United States in decades. The storm continues to move inland as a downgraded Category 1 hurricane. In its latest update, the National Hurricane Center says Laura has maximum sustained speeds of 145 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say the hurricane continues to bring damaging winds and flooding rainfall as it moves inland over western and central parts of Louisiana. They say the storm is still generating a life-threatening storm surge along much of the Louisiana coastline. The U.S. Justice Department says it is opening a civil rights probe into the police shooting of a black man in the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Details have also been released in the arrest of the suspect accused of shooting and killing two protesters in Kenosha on Tuesday night. You can find all our coverage of this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mali's new military rulers say they have released former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. He had been detained since the country's military coup early last week. The junta, which calls itself the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, posted on Facebook that the former leader had been freed and returned to his residence. Keita had resigned and dissolved the National Assembly hours after his arrest, saying if certain elements of the military wanted to end his presidency with their intervention, do I really have a choice? Keita's release has been a key demand of Mali's neighbors and international organizations, including the African Union and European Union. Peace talks between the warring Afghan sides will begin in early September, according to the country's top peace negotiator on Thursday. The peace talks are considered to be a crucial process needed to end two decades of war. Prominent political and the High Council for National Reconciliation chair Abdullah Abdullah said Afghan officials will be ready for the talks. However, the Taliban's lead negotiator, Sher Mohammed Abbas Sanaksai, told Reuters that no peace talks were planned as of yet. President Trump's team has been pushing for both sides to resolve differences and sit across the negotiating table, paving the way to end one of America's longest wars. The U.S. Labor Department reports some 1 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. It's a sign that employers have continued to lay off workers during the COVID-19 crisis in the U.S. New claims for weekly jobless benefits have leveled off at about 1 million in recent weeks, but they are still much higher than the estimated 200,000 applications filed before the pandemic began, crippling the U.S. economy earlier this year. The World Health Organization says there will be a review of actions by the International Health Regulations, or IHR, during the pandemic. WHO head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the announcement to Geneva diplomats hours ahead of a press conference. He said the committee will make technical recommendations on the functioning of the IHR, as well as possible amendments. Past WHO head Gro Harlem Brundtland told reporters in June that the WHO should change the IHR guidelines that led it to oppose travel restrictions early in the outbreak. It's a step that was later criticized by the United States. The total number of worldwide COVID-19 cases has surpassed 24 million, including more than 824 deaths. Now, UNICEF is speaking out about how it's affecting the world's school children. That story's on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.